Okay, I want to dedicate a shiur in memory of father's cousin, Rabbi Dr. Avigdor Vanshecht, whose first yahrzeit is today. Was a Talmid Chacham, was a psychologist, wrote I think more than a dozen svarim. Wasn't able to go to the azkara that's happening now in the Beis HaKfara, so I told his wife I would dedicate the shiur in his memory. I want to discuss the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The pasuk in Shmos Yud Beis, first Makar, speaks about this mitzvah. Shivas Yom Matzos Tochelu or Tochlu. Ach v'yom arishon tashpisu s'or matechem ki ko'ochol chametz v'nichos nefesh ahim Yisrael v'yom arishon ad yom ashvi. So v'yom arishon tashpisu s'or mivatechem. So the Michas Chinuch has a famous question that he raises at the very beginning of Mitzvah Tes. Second source, Yesh Safek, Yom Mitzvah's essay, who sheyeh chametz mushpas, is it a sheval ta'ase? It should be mushpas. In lo chametz chutz mimasha over al lo sa'ase, if a person has chametz, yesh lo chametz, so you violate the law of bal yirav al imatze, over on ala essay. So it's just, essay v'sheval ta'ase. In lo chametz, over v'lav. V'gam ha-mitzvah's essay mikayim v'sheval ta'ase. O dilma, says the Michas Chinuch, mitzvah olah fekum ve'ese sheyash misa chametz. Is there a mitzvah to destroy the chametz, the mitzvah kum ve'ese, or is it a mitzvah not to have chametz? Either way, it's a kiyum mitzvah. He just wonders, is it a kiyum mitzvah v'kum ve'ese or a kiyum mitzvah v'shev al tase? What's the other option? In terms of what the nature of this mitzvah is, kum ve'ese. Yeah, maybe it's not a mitzvah at all, maybe it's an iser ese. So Reb Chaim actually has that formulation. There's a parallel discussion in Reb Chaim, but he has a stronger formulation. If you look at source number 3, Yimkein leka v'hach tashbisu rak iser esei l'chud, shelo yayit lahem chametz. The concept of iser esei, we know from other areas, besula l'kohen gadol. There's no mitzvah for the kohen gadol to marry a besula. If he married a be'ula, he violates the iser esei. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't have that side. The Minchas Chinuch side, one side is it's a kum v'esei. One side is that it's a mitzvah v'shev al tase, and he goes to length to highlight the fact that on Shabbos there's an essay of Shabbason, and it's a kiyum essay. It could be it's a kiyum v'shev al tase, but it's like, you don't do malacha, so you're mekayim the essay of Shabbason. And it's not just an iser essay. So we have really three understandings of this mitzvah tashbisu. It's a kum v'essay, a mitzvah to be mashbis. It's a mitzvah essay v'shev al tase. Or, like Reb Chaim, maybe it's just an iser essay. I'm going to go with the first two shatim, the ones that Michas Chinuch entertains, and then hopefully at the end we'll get back to Reb Chaim. So there are a number of nafkaminas. Michas Chinuch himself, in a very organized way, goes one after another, and he mentions most of what I'm going to say. But I want to, flesh it out a little bit. So the first nafkamina would be, is there any, and if a person, most of us prepare for Pesach, a week in advance, 2 weeks in advance. So by the time Erev Pesach comes, there's no chametz to be had. So if that's the situation, is there an inyan, I can't say a chiyuv, but is there an inyan to go buy chametz in order to be mashbis it? So the Maharik has a truth about this issue. And source number 4. The Atu Misha, and this is quoted in the footnotes in the Michas Chinuch, says, the Atu Misha ain lo chometz klal. Afilu pasak chim solam yom kohen ha-pesach yitztarech liknos chometz kadesh l'sorfo l'kayim mitzvah tashbisu. You think you have to go buy chometz to destroy it? L'vali yamar pasha to ain zol chash pasak lo mizu. It's great. Doesn't have chometz. Wonderful. What does he have to go buy chometz for? To destroy it. Shumachi afki rachman of loshon bal yirov l'yimotzev lo afki loshon sreifa. Likr is not to have it. V'shev al tas not to have it. So according to the Maharik, if you don't have chametz, it's wonderful. You don't have to go buy chametz. There's no inyan to go buy chametz to destroy it. But for those who argue, if you look at the Mekor Chaim, the Nesivos, this is a parish on Hilchos Pesach called Mekor Chaim. So the Nesivos writes, so number 5, Mihai Taima Kosev Raman, the Dreis of Inan Sreifa, Oper L'chametz, Yadua, Kedil Kaim Mitzvahs Esek Deshesvesu. So if you do bittul, so you relinquish your ownership. on the chametz. Mikol makom, ha'vikilu lokiyim ha'mitzvah's essay. His lashon is not as strong. Ki'ilu lokiyim ha'mitzvah's essay. It's as if he didn't kind the mitzvah. Kach inin she'yivayir kodem she'yivatel. You have to burn the chametz first before you do it. Why? She'kayim ha'mitzvah's essay v'chametz shalom. So he says in the Sivas, you have to make sure to burn the chametz before you do the bittul. Sometimes people are in a rush. So they'll throw it in the fire and right away say the bittul. You have to wait, make sure it burns before you say the bittul. Why? Because if you do the bittul right away, just after you throw it in, it's still not burnt. It's just in the fire. So you got rid of your chametz through bittul and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tashbis. You're saying if you throw it into a fire, so it's something that is, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's the same. Zohar L'ruach, you can't go get it. Here, you can just like, you know, if you're brave, you can, you know, take a stick and, you know, pull it out of the fire. I don't know. So the Mechor Chaim is assuming that there's an inyan to burn the chametz in Erev Pesach, to get rid of the chametz, to burn the chametz in Erev Pesach. And the Marik is saying, Mapitom, you know, if you don't have, that's wonderful. You don't have to go buy in order to destroy. So the Mechaz Chinuch is tole this issue. Again, he doesn't cite these sources, but he's Misvara, he says, this is taller than this Chakira. Look at source number 6. Odelma, the mitzvah Allah of Kume Esse, she yashbis a chametz, im ein lo chametz lo kiyam esse, kumomi she ein lo arba kanfos. Person doesn't have a baguette of tzitzis. So, the he, you know, over, mikol makom lo kiyam a mitzvah, you don't get the mitzvah. Hachanam, you got kin, kumo hasam, the mitzvah Allah of liknos talis, just like there's a mitzvah to buy a talis. Again, it's not really a mitzvah, but it's like an inyan to buy a talis in order to fulfill a mitzvah of tzitzis. Kedei l'kayim mitzvah shem yisparach. Hachanami mitzvah l'chazar shiyeh lo chametz. Again, mitzvah, again, not an absolute chiyuv, but it's like an inyan. It's the right thing to do is to go buy chametz in Erev Pesach in order to destroy it. V'yavayro so v'yudalet kedei l'kayim mitzvah esei v'kum esei. So if the mitzvah is kum esei, there's an inyan to have chametz to burn it. The mitzvah is shev al talis, it's wonderful. You don't have to go trouble yourself to buy chametz to destroy it. The second nafkamina is whether or not we look at this mitzvah or this lav of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh as a lav that is nitik la'aseh. We have certain lavin that are nitik la'aseh. A person steals, so he violated the lav of gazel. And then there's a mitzvah of heishiv esek gazela. So not take the lav. So the question is, a person violated Bal Yirah, is burning the chametz some way of rectifying that lav? So the Mishnah and the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Sadi Hei and Aleph, according to our Girsa, seems to indicate that the lav of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh is nitak l'aseh. And Tosfos Rashi and Tosfos there make that point. Again, if you look at Tosfos in source number 8, kan mashma k'mashpir ri dechol shad the lav to lo yirah have nitak l'aseh. Seems like Rashi didn't have the girsa explicit in the Gemara, so you can't mashma. But anyway, there's a girsa in the Gemara that we have in front of us that says that it was nitik la'aseh. Tosfos thinks it's meduyik in the Gemara that way, but the Uri Shonim, who didn't have that girsa, Rabbi Chananel, says that the Gemara, his girsa of the Gemara is that Bal Yirah is a lav she'ein v'maisa. It's true you don't get malchus for it, but you don't get malchus for it because it's ein v'maisa, not because it's nitik la'aseh. So according to Rabbi Chananel, we don't have a source to indicate that Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh is a lav ha'nitik la'aseh. So I think the Mechaz Chinuch writes, if not the Mechaz Chinuch, the others write, that this is a nafkamina to the chakir we mentioned earlier. Namely, if Bal Yirah is a mitzvah of Kum V'Esei, Rechaim, I think, Rechaim in that piece makes this point. Rechaim says that if it's a, again, he's working with Kum V'Esei versus Isser Esei. But Lidianenu, again, we're working with a similar chakir, is it a Kum V'Esei or is it a Shev Al Taseh? Either way, if it's Shev Al Taseh, it wouldn't be Nitik La'aseh, because it's Shev Al Taseh. So, if Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh is a if rather Tashvish is a mitzvah of Kum Esei, so then you could argue that if you violate Bal Yirah, you have a Kum Esei to rectify Bal Yirah by destroying the chametz. Whereas if the mitzvah of Tashvish was V'Shev Al Taseh, so if you violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, you also violated Tashvish, you're vatlar asei. But there wouldn't be a ability to rectify the lav by burning it. It wouldn't be, I mean, you should do it anyway, but so you don't continuously violate bal yirat. But it wouldn't be nithik l'ase. That would be the cheshbon. And the Michas Chinuch, as you see here on the sheet, in another four nafkminas he brings, kavana l'otzeis. So he says the Michas Chinuch, kam nafkmina ima mitzvah b'shev al taze, in tzarech kavana l'otzeis. Moshakosav, the mitzvah Aleph. Yeah, Furavu, right? Aval im haya v'kum be'ez, it's like kavana, the data sovereign, mitzvah sichas kavana. If mitzvah sichas kavana, so if it's v'kum be'ez, you have to have kavana to burn the chametz. But if it's shev al ta'aseh, you wouldn't need it. Okay. And likewise, yes, nafkamina, if somebody came and burnt your chametz without your permission, somebody was overzealous, he sees a loaf of bread, you went to get your machzor, to get your Haggadah, to get the Nusach, and he threw your loaf of bread into the fire. So does he owe you Asar Zehuvim? He took your mitzvah. Concept of Asar Zehuvim, if you take somebody else's mitzvah. So says Michal Schinuch, source number 11, Gam Nachmina, he wrote to Levar Chimso Pesach, Uva Acher V'chotfa Abimenu, Ubiya Ro, Tumvor V'choshe Mishpa, Tumoneach V'er Lassus Mitzvah, Kigon Shachata V'menu Kisui, take away Kisui Adam, Tzach L'shayim Lo, you have to pay him. Aval Kan, the ain mitzvah klal all of the kumah essay elu v'meilav is kaya mitzvah imkain lochata v'manu klal ki kol ace shemusvas min olam mikayim habal hachametz mitzvah essay. So did he take the mitzvah or not? So if it's a mitzvah kumah essay, he took it. If it's a mitzvah sheval tasa, he didn't take it because you're fulfilling it, because now you know maybe you should pay him. He did you a favor. He burnt your chametz. It's not he didn't take away your mitzvah. Another nafkmin Michas Chinuch brings is the question of eating the chametz on Pesach. And you're not supposed to do this, but if you would eat the chametz on Pesach and you would thereby no longer own chametz, would you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisa? So he says, depends. If the mitzvah is cool, let's read it. The mitzvah zo hibakum esse imkein im hishbisa chametz on Pesach adesha achla lokim a mitzvah. Mitzvah is kumah esei, and you eat it on Pesach, not only do you violate the isser of eating chametz, you also didn't do the mitzvah of tashbisa. Why? Ki mitzvah avav aveira. That's why mitzvah aveira min haTorah layotza. So there's a shaila, if mitzvah aveira is a psul d'oraisa, but let's assume it's a psul d'oraisa. So you don't get the mitzvah because you did it on aveira. Aval, ya mitzvah hi b'shev al taaseh, im ken afilu achlo mikolakom eno b'reshuzo v'kim mitzvah esei, Kevan the Ein Lo Chamit. So says the Michal Tzchinuch, the mitzvah is Shem Al Taaseh. So then you fulfill the mitzvah even if you eat it. Again, it's not recommended. He ate Chamit on Pesach, but he still did do the mitzvah of Shem Al Taaseh. The Seder. So I'm going to get that a little later. Is the mitzvah of Shem Al Taaseh only before Pesach, even on Pesach. He's assuming, as you're pointing out correctly, that the mitzvah Shev Al Taaseh is even on Pesach. Every minute of Pesach, they don't have chametz, I mechayim mitzvah. If I have chametz, I should get rid of it. But that's not the ma'aseh mitzvah. Getting rid of it is a hechi timsa in order to be Shev Al Taaseh without chametz, in order to be chametz free. There's no mitzvah to rid yourself of the chametz. The mitzvah is to be rid of chametz. The mitzvah of ridding, the mitzvah of destroying, would not be a mitzvah. The mitzvah is just a totzah. So therefore, if you ate chametz, so eating chametz is an aveira, but now I'm chametz free, so I'm chayim a mitzvah v'shev al taaseh. The mitzvah is to destroy the chametz, so etzem the eating is a mitzvah. The eating is an aveira. The mitzvah of aveira is possible. It's clear that on Pesach a person has an obligation to get rid of the chametz. The question is that kiyum of tashbisu? I mean, actually, it's not so pashut, right? Because the kubi tashbisu is only erev Pesach.
Right,
so you're saying
if it's the kumah says, there's more reason to say that even on Pesach you have a mitzvah with oraisa of tashbisu. If you're dealing with kodem, meaning if you're dealing with the sheva taaseh, so it's presumably be that. Shaila Taaseh is that when one Pesach starts, you don't have chametz. If you have chametz, once Pesach
Right. So he's assuming not that way. He's assuming that the Sheva Tasa continues into Pesach. But I hear your Hara that it's more logical to say that the Sheva Tasa is Erev Pesach. That could be another enough meaning to this question, meaning, you know, just like there's a question if Bal Yirah applies Erev Pesach, there's also a question if Tashbisu applies on Pesach. So you're saying that if Tashbisu applies only Erev Pesach, then it might be Sheva Tasa. If it's on Pesach, it's more likely Kumbasi. That's what you're arguing. Right?
I'm just questioning whether or not you have a few Kumbasi starting in the middle.
Kumasi or Sheva Tasa? Sheva Tasa, right? Yeah, he's assuming yes. He's assuming yes, but you're saying it's not so much. Okay. The Seder. Another nafkina he brings is Chiy of Nashim. Source number 13. Chay Nami Mashakosav Haram Mechaber, the Nashim Chayav Smitsuzu. The Chinuch writes that women are all obligated in Tashbisu. The Hinicha Hanicha Imhi Visheva Tasa, Mrs. Sheva Tasa, Nashim Chayavos, Afiz Van Grom. So women are obligated in the mitzvah essay she'asan grama if it's shev al tasa. That's what he argues. Ayn v'achronim v'tos was kedushim v'shem of Yosef Yerushalayim. Yosef from Yerushalayim has a shita there. Aval iy a mitzvah v'kum v'essay yishli stapek achachronim iskimu v'chol what's over here? It's all cut off. V'kulei al mechayavim. So he's a little bit iffy on because he's not sure. It could be that it's pashut that women are chayiv either way. But he argues that maybe you could say that if it's a kumba essay, they're pater, and sheiv al ta'as are the chayiv. That's what he argues. Okay, now they potentially have kumina, the mechilich says they're chayiv. So then potentially he writes kumba essay, but then he says, no, maybe they're chayiv either way. And maybe they're chayiv either way. Sorry, the mechilich says they're chayiv, maybe it's a raya that sheiv al ta'as. But he says, no, maybe they're chayiv either way, even if it's kumba essay, women are chayiv. Now, the next issue that I want to discuss is a really very, very fundamental issue. And here I want to break with the Mechas Chinuch's approach. The Rishonim debate, as we know, how you fulfill this mitzvah of Hashpasa. Is the mitzvah fulfilled through burning? Or is the bittul a form of Hashpasa? So we saw Tosfos in the past. Tosfos, I'm talking about Tala, I'll read it right now. The Dereis of Bittul Amasaki, Perish Bekuntri, is Tichsi Tashbisu. Rashi holds that Bittul is a key of Tashbisu. Loksif Tavaru. Am Hashpasa Balevi. Kasha Lerid, Hashpasa Bimahavarahi, Velo Bittul. And the Reed brings some Rayas from our Gemara that it sounds like Hashpasa is to destroy the Chametz, to burn it. Or destroy the Choldover, whatever. So you have a Chalkas Rishonim, is Hashpasa Biur or is Hashpasa Bittul? So, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Beis Aleph and Beis, the Rambam writes, source number 14, Mitzvahs Esem in Atar L'Hashvitz HaChametz Kodem Zman Yisur Achilos. There's mitzvah to Yimashvitz HaChametz. Shenemar, V'yom Rishon Tashvitzu S'omer Atarichem. P'y Hashmu Lamdu Shem Rishon Zeh Yom Arbasar. Rishon means Erev Pesach, not the first day of Pesach. V'ayel Dover Mashah Kosu V'tara L'Stishchar L'Chametz Amziv V'chiklom L'Stishchar L'Pesach V'ayel Chametz Kodem. U'shkit is a Pesach Hu Yom Arbasar Achar Chatzot. My Hashpasa zo hamura b'Torah, she yavata lachametz b'libo, v'yachshav osal ke'ofar, v'yasim b'libo she'ein b'rshus lachametz klav, shkol lachametz b'rshus ha'areyu ke'ofar k'davar she'ein bo tzorech klav. So what would you say, you know, about this Rambam? Is this concept of Hashpasa a mitzvah b'kum v'esei or b'shei v'al ta'asa? Yeah, so I thought so too. Mechas Chinuch surprisingly says that this just means Sheva Al Tasa. He brings a parallel lashon from Hilchos Yontov. There's a mitzvah essay of Shabbason. It's not as if to do anything. It's just that when you don't do melacha, you also mekayim Shabbason and Sheva Al Tasa. Same thing here. That's how he understands this Rambam. It doesn't sound like that. You know, a lot of Achronim point out that the Rav point this point and others that from the Rambam sounds like it's a kumba essay. Now the point I want to make is that theoretically, if the mitzvah is, you know, to destroy it, so it's kumbase. Chaim, we know, familiar with Yisrael Chaim, right? So Chaim argues that only in court of Yehuda, I'll mention later, you know, only in court of Yehuda is besreifa, then it's kumbase, but according to Chachamim, you know, Zore, Omfar, Luruach, it's just an Isra essay. But that's not the Pashas. The Pashas is if there's a mitzvah to destroy it, you're called upon to actively destroy it. That, I think, is the Pashas. And likewise, even if the hashbasa isn't destroying it, but the hashbasa is to mevatel it, it could be that it's a mitzvah to mevatel it. But I think that if you look at the Ramban, and again, it's a very long Ramban, he says a number of things in different formulations, but at one point the Ramban basically says that the way hashbasa works, the way bittel works, is that you're masking your das to the das Torah, and you basically say, listen, chametz is going to become aser. I agree. I don't want it. I'm not interested in it. You know, so I think that that formulation, you know, might lend itself to an understanding that it's really sheva al tas. It's like I you could be machzik chametz and relate to it as food. And then the Torah will say that even though shein dvarim inim reshus adam, cause of kilim reshus, because you weren't masking to the Torah. But if you just, if the Torah, chametz is going to become aser bana, and you have to just somehow agree that it's going to be aser bana, you're not, again, some understand that what pitzel means, you're like, you're taking it, you're turning it into offer. Like the michtam, the famous, you know, formulation that, you know, even wonders if you can eat it after, you know. Then you might say it's more active. You're mafkir it, you're being mevatel it in a way that's more, you know, proactive. Whereas if bittol is just like, you know, let's leave the formulation here in the Ramban. Efshar v'nachon lomar akidibi rashi, so number 16. Nachon medrash tashvisu, it's not for tashvisu. Dechachi kalma rachmana, tashvisu asomi so'or. V'lo yura so'or ela shiya be'inecha kisaruf. It should be be'inecha kisaruf. Hayro so kafar. Relate to it like dirt. Not that you're making it dirt, but relate to it like dirt. V'lo tiyeh rotz sebekiyuma. Don't be rotz sebekiyuma. V'lo ksiv tevaru o tisrufu. It's tashvisu.
So,
again, there are different formulations in the Ramban, but I think that if you have a formulation, if you take the, highlight the formulation of that you're in a rotsa b'kiyumo, so you're just not trying to relate it as food. You're not turning into afar. You're just trying not to relate it as food. That I think fits well with the idea that it's a mitzvah shev al taseh. You're not actively being mashbisit. You're not actively, you know, burning or even turning it into offer. You're just passively, you know, agreeing to the ratzon Torah that this should become aser. The meila, if it's a kiyum tashbisu, like Rashi says, it would be a kiyum b'shev v'al taseh.
So therefore,
what? The Ramban says it's not a kasha because, according to Rashi, you just say that you do the bittel to ensure that, meaning what the Gemara means, you have to do it by this point, is to ensure that it's mevuar by that.
So it's passive. You have to.
He says it in like the paragraph right after.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I missed that. I have to look back at that. Okay, so it could be more before it. The Zedek. So this is another nafkamina that if the maisa of hashpasa is, you know, a maisa of destroying it, so then I think it'd be more likely, again, Chaim thinks it's only Kitzreifa, but I think with pashtus is any act of destroying would be more kiyum mitzvah kum v'asei potentially. Whereas if it's hashpasa would be the bittel, if bittel is not that you're relating it to it as if that you're creating it a status offer or you're being mafkir, but more like you just are masking the Das Torah, so then I think it might fit better with the understanding of Sheva Tasa. Now, the difficulty, of course, with this understanding that it's Sheva Tasa, the Kiyum of Sheva Tasa, or for that matter, the difficulty with Urchaim, that it's a Kiyum, you know, it's just an Isser essay, is that we say a bracha. We say a bracha on the Bedika, that's the Gemara on Dav Zayin, Amarav, Abodek Sarek Shevarech. And the Nusach Lebracha, Maimavarech, Rafi Amar, Mishmei Derava, Levayer Chametz, Rafi Amar, Mishmei Derava, Al biur chametz. The nuzach is on biur chametz. So the question is, if this is a kiyum of hashpasa, And Hashbas is just Sheval Tase. We never have brachas on mitzvahs that are Sheval Tase. We only have brachas on mitzvahs that are Kumeese. So one way of getting around this is to deny it. Meaning, what is Levar Chametz? Does that have anything to do with burning the Chametz? Maybe not. The Maram Chalava says that this is a mitzvah in the Bedikah. That's what it says. A boat takes actually Levarach. So we're assuming, in the question, that it's really the beginning of the process of destroying. And all this is part of Hashbasa. Maybe not. Maybe this is a mitzvah of Bedikah. And Bedikah has nothing to do with Biur. So why do you have a bracha al Biur Chametz? Because Biur Chametz is Lashon Bi'artia Kodeshim Rabbais. Biur means to take out. There's nothing to do with destroying. Biur is just a Lashon of Bi'arti HaKodesh HaMinabai. So again, this halacha of the fact that you say bracha on the Bedikah, and which seems to be connected to the Biur, we say al Biur Chametz, potentially is a raya that the mitzvah of Teshbisu, of Biur, is Rekum Be'aseh. That's how the Rambam, I think, is doing the Rambam, like a source number 18. Chen Muvarech al Biur Chametz, Bein Shabbatek La'atzma, Bein Shabbatek HaChenim, Shemishah Shagamar Belibo, Levat al Nasa Mitzvah, Sabir, Nasi's Mitzvah Vir, Kodam Shay Yivtok, Koshay Spire. So it sounds like you're doing the mitzvah right now, and you just have the Nusach, because since you already did it, you say the Nusach, Albir, as opposed to Levi, you know, in terms of the actual Nusach. But from the Rambam, it sounds pretty clear that there's a Kiyum mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of a Kumbe Asse, which of course runs in the, you know, it's difficult for Rambam, because Rambam argues that the Rambam holds for Rabbanan, that it's just, you know, an Isser Asse, so why would they be a Bracha? It's a very strong question. The Rav makes that point in Hari Kanan. But one way of getting around this, if you really believe it's either an Isser Asse or just a mitzvah Asse, Mishav Al-Tasa, is to say the Bracha is on the Bedikah. It's a bracha, it's not a bracha on a Doraisa mitzvah, it's a bracha on a Drabbanim. It's like you say a bracha on Ner Chanukah, you say a bracha on B'tikas Chametz. And it has nothing to do with the beer. I would say, oh, beer? No, that's Lashon B'yartei Kodesh. I was thinking that there's a famous Gra, I don't know if it's famous, but the Gra says that the Nusach on Hafrashas Chala isn't the Hafish Chala, like we say, but you say the Hafish Truma, when you take off Chala. Why? The Gra says that all the brachas have to be al pi Lashon HaPsukim, not al pi Lashon HaChazal. And Chala isn't a Lashon HaPasuk, a Truma, your Mafish Truma, you know, from the Rishi Sarasechem. So I would think, why would it say Al-Bir? It's strange. Why would it say Al-Bir? Because, oh, it says the Maram Chala, it's Lashon HaPasuk, Be'arjei Kodesh Rabbeis. So according to the Vilna Gaon, it makes sense that Dafka, you'd want to say, you wouldn't say Al-Bedika. Bedika is not a concept. You say, in a Torah concept, you say, I'll be here, because that's the Hotzah Sachamit. Anyway, the Seder. And last Nafkamina, until before we get to the Tzvedinim, is the question of when exactly should you do this mitzvah. And so we touched on this already before, but the Mordechai in Psachim, Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel, quotes the Riva. Varav Shmuel Mipolaiza Omer Shamati Ala Ri Ben Avram Riva Shayaragi Lahashas Prusa Achas Vosorva Atkila Shashvi Kdelakayim Beer. His minhag was to keep one piece of bread until Chatzos to burn it. Kdelakayim Beer. Kdelakayim Beer clearly assumes it's a mitzvah kumasi. And the Michas Chinuch makes his point. So number 20, Vigama Ni Ima Mitzvah. If the mitzvah is kum ve'aseh, so it's fine. So if the mitzvah is kum ve'aseh, so maybe you have to keep chametz to burn it at the right time. Which, of course, we don't do today. We get rid of it earlier. But if the mitzvah of Sheval Tassis, what we do makes, you know, a lot of sense, because we get rid of it, and the time Chatzos comes, we're chametz free, and we're kind of the mitzvah of Sheval Tassis. As I mentioned before, Reb Chaim thinks there are, you know, really two tracks. Source number 21, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Tashpasosim, called Dovar, the mitzvah of Tzreifa. The fundamental difference between Reb Yehuda, who holds in Tzreifa, versus Chachamim, Tashpasosim, called Dovar. The mitzvah tashvisu b'shar shpasos havi ikra mitzvah shelo yeh l'bayinu chametz. The mitzvah there is that you shouldn't have chametz. Again, he formulates it as an iser essay. Masha ein kein mitzvah b'sreifa, I mean mitzvah shechayel b'chefza shelo chametz l'chala b'din sreifa. If the mitzvah is sreifa, then there's a mitzvah, again, he says on the chefza, but it's a mitzvah on the bialim to destroy the chefza, the mitzvah kum v'essay. And as I pointed out a minute ago, the Rav questions, how can Reb Chaim say such a thing? Because the Rambam, the Reb Chaim is trying to explain Rav Haditik L'Asseh. Why do you get Malkus on, if you buy Chametz on Pesach, should we love Haditik L'Asseh? The Gemara says in Furash and Sadi, hey, the emphasis is that Rebbe Chanal didn't have that Girsa of the Gemara. It's a good chance, Rebbe Nash pointed out to me, it's a good chance that the Rambam had the Girsa of Rebbe Chanal. So it wasn't Kasha. But if we assume the Rambam didn't have the Girsa of Rebbe Chanal, so then how can the Rambam say if you buy Chametz on Pesach, you get Malkus? So Lachim and Maisa, the Rambam says if you buy it, you did a Maisa. That's the whole sugya. But okay. So but still, even if you buy it, so now you have a Maisa. But what about Nitek L'Asseh? So Reb Chaim says, well, Nitek L'Asseh is only for Yehuda, because then it's Bistrefa. But for Chachamim, it's not Nitek L'Asseh, because that's Prasasim Chol Davar. So ask the Rav, I don't understand. The Rambam paskins, you say a bracha on the Biur Chametz. And the Rambam says the Biur is the bittel, right? The beer is essentially bittel. When you say, al beer chametz in the bedika, you're ready to mekayim hashpasa, right? That was the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tesvav. So if that's the case, how can you, the Rambam has like a chamim, and still there's a bracha, still there's a kiyum. So the Rav tries to mechadish that really there are two dinim. There's chametz before Pesach, chametz on Pesach. This is basically on what you were saying before. Let's read the lashon, verse number 22. It says, "Uvezeh nire the chaluku zman kiyum ha'ese mizman isra ese. The zman kiyum ha'ese yevshashia isur l'kayim chametz." He's arguing that the mitzvah's essay to destroy, that's Erev Pesach in the morning. And then on Pesach, there's an Isser essay. And he's working not with Kiyum Shel Tasa, but with Isser Essay, I mentioned before, the Chikira. That's not the Hepa, correct, because he's working with a different. You are arguing that you can't have a Kiyum Essay Vishabal Tasa in the middle of Pesach. But you could have an Isser Essay. So in terms of the Rav, just to get it clear, the Rav is saying that Erev Pesach in the morning, there's a mitzvah to go up and burn chametz. Kum V'Essay. Once Chatzos comes, then there's just an Isser Essay only chametz. Then he writes, So on Pesach, the person buys chametz on Pesach, there's no kiyum essay. There's no kiyum to destroy it. It's just an Isser Essay. So maybe it's not nitek l'asei. Even though there's a mitzvah on Erev Pesach, it's not on Pesach. And there's no koach to not take a slav shabbat yirav v'zmano, shazmano hu l'achar zman yisur. Then, im be'emes neima de'achometz v'shei shos v'lamala hu isur v'isur chometz b'vad, in mo mitzvah kum v'ase, im gen shabri tachnu divi Erev Chaim. So if we make this assumption, that Erev Pesach in the morning, there's a mitzvah's essay. So then you'll say a bracha on the bedika. But on Pesach itself, there's just a Isser essay. There's no Kiyum essay. The Mela, on Pesach itself, you buy Chametz, you're Chayv Malkus. We don't do this Nitikla essay because there's no Kiyum essay anymore. The Kiyum essay was only Erev Pesach. So that's what he wants to say. So he wants to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even on Pesach, there's a Kum essay because you do Strefa. But according to Chachamim, on Pesach, it's just an Isser essay. Basically, the Machlokas, the Chaim presents between Rehuda and Chachamim is only on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, everybody agrees there's a king of Esek. That's what he wants to say. And then he asks the obvious kasha, if you do Bedika on Pesach, according to this, you shouldn't say a bracha. And yet, that's not what we assume halacha. We assume that even on Pesach, you say a bracha on the Bedika. So then he's stuck. If on Pesach, according to Chachamim, it's just an Isra essay, you shouldn't say a bracha. So, basically, according to Reb Chaim, there are two tracks. There's a Yehuda track and a Chachamim track. And according to the Rav, those two tracks are on Pesach. But on Erev Pesach, everybody agrees there's a Kum Ve'Ase. There's a Mitzvah Ve'Ase, but Kum Ve'Ase. So basically, we saw here there's a Michas Chinuch's Chakira. If the mitzvah Tashbitsu is B'Shev Al-Fasa, it's a Kiyum mitzvah, according to the Michas Chinuch, the Kuliyama, just is it a Kiyum B'Shev Al-Fasa or Kum Be'Asei? Mr. Reb Chaim thinks maybe it's just an Isra essay. And discuss a number of Afghaninas, mostly from the Michas Chinuch himself, as to whether or not it's Kum Be'Asei or Shev Al-Fasa. And at the end, I tried to present the Reb Chaim and the Rav, which have, you know, either two tracks. Or two dinim, the Reb Chaim is two tracks, and the Rav is saying you have to say two dinim because l'chora everybody agrees, even Chachamim agree, Erev Pesach in the morning there is a kiyum ve'asei, and that's why you say a bracha. Again, you could you can deflect that raya if you assume that the bracha really isn't on the biur itself, but it's only on the mitzvah of bedika. Bodek shevarech, it's a mitzvah on bedika, has nothing to do with the biur. Lashon biur is just. Lashon HaPasuk, if you're to go to Shabbat, the mitzvah is to get rid of the chametz.